Blog Talk Radio.
This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA Internet Radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
That when we grow up, we need to go to college and get a good job. But all it seems that college did was just prepare us to get a good job, to be caught up in life's rat race, the hustle and bustle of hustling another dollar for profit, in which another profits, and by next payday, purses and wallets are filled with links. And dream catchers become dream passers, allowing dreams to pass through clenched hands filled with sand, blowing along the winds of time for another's hands to grasp. See, because we are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. We are taught and told how to be good workers, but not how to make our dreams our goals. Because we have been led to believe that dreams provide empty stomach, shattered hearts, and broken promises on misses on opportunity for good job stability. Taught that fulfilling your dream comes on a wing and a prayer, but dare not become a lazy worker. Life becomes consumed by 10-hour work days, paid not your worth and wage, trapped in cubicle box like cage, trying to fit the standards of corporate America. And when you're all used up, they get rid of you, only to be faced with the dream you left on the shelf, not listening to self on how to make it work, but being influenced by other people's words, penetrating your psyche, believing that they're your own thoughts of. All life is about is just going to work. Work without a purpose is superfluous. You not fulfilling your dreams is cursing the ancestors, because their life lives on through you. And your dream is a piece of the puzzle to be construed, not concealed, but to be shared with all so that truth may be revealed. So get up off your butt and chase your dream. Get up off your butt and catch your dream. The illusion of life is not what it seems, and success comes with the attempt of your dream. So dream. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord for my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord for my soul to take.
Welcome to the Media Mix Live Purity Marketing Madness. I am Jacqueline Taylor Adams, your host for this moment in time. And it has been a little while. It is summertime and it's busy, extremely busy, which is an extreme blessing. So in that thought, all of this movement and preparation should definitely blossom for the holiday season. So I'm a little behind on schedule. We were to give the background on preparing your business for Christmas in July. That was supposed to be last week, but we're going to focus on that this week. I really want us to be prepared and get things together. So there are certain areas we're going to go over. And we'll run into August, the first week of August. But in the first week of August, we're going to talk about specific types of promotion, including incorporating mobile marketing into your promotional plans. But before we can get to the specific type of promotions, we need to do some planning and strategizing so we know how to best target our promotions. So this is going to go out as a special series. I want you to save it. I want you to download the MP3. I want you to take notes. And I really want you to plan your work and work your plan. And since we've taken the time to do this, I would really appreciate for each and every one who listens to this, who goes through and implement, to please report back. First, if you're listening to it and you made a conscious decision to, you know, develop a strategy based on this information, contact me. Just email info@mastergriot.net. Or even better yet, email news. This is newsworthy. Just email news, new@mastergriot.net. That'll be our email. You'll always call 1-888-846-9811. Again, you can always contact me, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, with any questions or comments at 1-888-846-9811. So we are here on the Media Mix Live talking about Christmas in July. And why Christmas in July is because now we should be preparing for the holiday season. And I'm going to even let you know how much I just spoke with a manufacturer. And he told me I was going to do a webinar first week in August about the opportunities of getting in these fabulous watches in time for your holiday season if you wanted a unique manufactured watch to promote or brand your business or project. Those orders, they must be designed, and the orders and payments must be in by August 15th. In order to have them for the holiday season. This is why you should be planning June and July for your holiday season. So just make that note. June and July are for planning for your holiday season. So you need to have your strategies out, your plans, what you're going to get, and ready to order. Because calendars, a lot of things must be ordered in print. If you want to get your calendars printed, they need to be, you really need to get them to the printers in August. You might can do September. If you try to wait till October to get something to the printers that's going out for distribution, a calendar, you might as well forget it. You know, October for printers is like the first week in December. For the holiday shopping, you know, everything is out, it's super busy, it takes longer to get your orders and everything. And that's the same thing if you wait till October, you may be lucky to get it by December. So timing is everything. So what we're going to do, okay, it says we have 1 minute live remaining. The timing must have really been off. I had a hard time getting in. So what we're going to do now, I'm going to play another piece. We're going to bring up the points We got 30 minutes, and we're going to go over this show, and we're going to be really tight with it. So we have 30 minutes, but we're going to go over the points and the areas that you must consider. And the first one is going to be your structure, your infrastructure. So we're going to look at it from the physical point, from the administrative, and the technical point. We must have all of those systems in line to prepare for the holiday season. So we're going to take a moment and listen to Laurels by Talal Macy. He is a spoken word artist. And this is from his CD, Underground Heavy.
Ain't no time for resting on my laurels when every day is an oral exam. And for the next man, I'm a walking target. He want to drive me out of business and take over my market. He's sick of envisioning himself as me on poetry's red carpet. Sick of putting out bullshit CDs that barely seem to turn a profit. And it's awkward because this ain't hip-hop, so neither one of us got to be the hardest in this. Not that I'm the luckiest, it's simply that I know where my God is. Do the knowledge. We ain't got to talk about summers. I am the only spoken word artist doing the independent rapper numbers. Who else order CDs thousands at a time? What about the cats just happy to hit the road with 99? I am not peace on earth, but I am peace of mind. Spoken word is a small world, and a large percentage of it is mine. It doesn't matter who you are. If you own a decent system, my CDs make you want to pay off your car. I am not a star. I'm a businessman. I provide a service. I make my people feel like $1 million within a system that makes them feel worthless. Like I snatch them out of the matrix. Like I tell them, go get yourself a glass of water and take this. Like I tell them most of what y'all listening to is fake shit. Like I tell them the marketing studio time and air time is paid for by racists. And I know they hate it when I make them face it. But God gave us spoken word in order to give us the tools to get ahead. And our oppressor gave us that other shit in order to give us the tools to get dead. And they need it that way. And we need it that way. And we stand in line for the tools for our own demise. And we even seem happy to pay.
Dion, I have imparted in you a witty and much needed gift, an invention. And you shall go forth, and you shall call it the lockdown. Now go, spread it amongst our people.
They say that people with dreadlock hair have no place in corporate America. They say if your hair is long, you're either immature or rebellious. I say there's a subtle beauty in restraint. We must learn to lock it down. Lock it down.
Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock the lock down. Lock it down.
Hello, everyone. My name is Donna McKeithen, and I am founder of Exodus International Group. We are a tour and meeting planning company located in Alexandria, Virginia. We provide quality, cost-effective vacations, cruises, and tour packages, as well as historical and educational programs for groups and individuals. Also, call us if you need international meeting assistance for your business or church. We are your cultural connection to the continent of Africa. Visit places like Ghana and Senegal and the Gambia and Mali and South Africa. Also, travel to Europe and Asia and the Caribbean and South America. And we offer many other destinations around the world. Interested in international business or coach class tickets? Give us a call. Our staff has over 20 years of experience in the tourism and travel industry. Visit our website at www.xisandxray.com or call us at 703-971-9660. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna, from Exodus International. So please visit our supporters and visit our sponsors. Just go visit Exodus International. They have a wonderful tour going to Ghana and a wonderful tour going to Vietnam. Find out more about these tours. You can also, if you want to see the blog posts and the details, visit www.bbs valuetour.ning.com. Alrighty, we're talking about here preparing for the holiday season as a business. And the first, there's four areas we want to definitely address. Your business infrastructure, admin, systems, and your technology. Then you want to go to your customer research. You're doing research with your customers and your target audience. You want to research their patterns. What have they done before? What are the things they like? What have those, your customers and your target audience, what have they been very responsive to? And then your planning promotions. Then we're going to go over the promotions and, you know, different type of great promotions for the holiday season. And then we're going to develop, you want to develop schedules, milestones. So what you're going to implement when, what you should be working on when. Those are four areas we want to address. We have also posted blogs. There is a blog for nonprofits preparing for the holiday season. There's going to be another one, how to prepare your business, especially retail business, for the holiday season. We have another one, if you do more network marketing, home party type, how you, another information about preparing yourself for the holiday season. So these are all great articles and information from various sources and getting yourself ready for the holiday season. Now, your business infrastructure, you know, first you're going to go with what type of business and how is your business set up? What are your distribution systems? What are your sales systems? How do you intake information? How do you connect with your customer? How do they respond? Now, you may be used to doing business, you may be new in business or used to doing business at a certain level, but now what is happening, you're planning for the holiday season, you may be just planning this awesome campaign that's really going to drive a lot of traffic. Now, places like Yahoo, Amazon, and various other places, and Apple all got shut down last year with this special iPod that came out. When that came out, it shut their systems down for a while. And these are major, major big businesses that always deliver quality customer service. And, you know, they got shut down and the public forgave them. But if it happens to you, they may not be so forgiving. So make sure in your planning and your strategy that you have the systems to support an onslaught. You know, Target, okay, I'm here for the holiday season. My goal is to move here. If I reach my goal, what would I need personnel-wise, system-wise, in order to meet the objective? If you're really planning and really planning for a holiday season and everything, and you're planning to work with, you're going to need additional personnel. Even if you're doing network marketing, because you still have to get your family together, all these other things you still have to do, you're out promoting. Now you got fulfillment issues and all of that going because you got to come, you know, follow up with the customer, close them. Somebody may have a post-dated check they've given you, all different type of things that you got to now follow through. But instead of doing on your normal scale, you have to do it on a much higher scale and much more, where maybe you may not be able to do it. So include in your planning, and while it's slow, whilst the business is slow, maybe more slow during the summer, this is when you take the time to really plan and strategize. And sometimes October can really be slow for sales. So you take that time to, and starting now, no, but you really strategize. And if do I need to upgrade the software? If I would need additional people, where would I get those people from? If it's network marketing, do I need to work more on recruiting? But if you're working on recruiting and you have a larger staff at the holiday time, that means you also have more business to take care of. So you may also, even as a network marketer, may want to look at hiring some additional help. You know, just taking some of your actual income and hiring some help, some college students, interns, just some additional help to make sure that you get through administratively. Administrative is such a core entity. It doesn't matter how many calls and anything you get in if you cannot process it. So your administration, and then if you have your own software, your own system, is my computer, I don't care if you're just using a home computer, is it going to be ready for the onslaught? If you're doing DSL and you work off for a certain range in different things, now you're here, you're doing a lot of online ordering and all. If you are working at a lower range and you're going to have a much higher insult at the holiday season, make sure your system is going to match it. A lot of DSLs are based on the more people on a system at the time can slow it down. It's the holiday season, more people are online, more people are shopping. It may slow your productivity down. So you may want to either increase your speed and all for your DSL, or switch over to cable, or, you know, another method to make sure that during, you know, when your workload increases, you have the systems and everything to back it up. If you're just working off a smaller drive, look at the drive and everything. With increased productivity, sales software and programs and usage, can your computer system hold it up? I mean, are you using a refurbished computer because you're just starting your business and you're doing something refurbished? Small memory, don't wait till it breaks down and you're in the middle of processing orders and sales to have to go out and increase your memory, to find somebody to fix your computer when a lot of them are breaking down at that time. Now you have to go get somebody and it's taking longer and it's killing your money and your reputation. So don't wait till then. Right now, look at your business infrastructure and what are your systems? What are your systems for taking in customers, for customers interacting with you, and for processing your orders? Are these systems that are going to work well if you all of a sudden got in double, triple the amount of business that you're doing at this time? Look at all of those things. Do you have adequate tracking forms for yourself? Logs and tracking forms and spreadsheets are wonderful. Create logs. You can just even create a log of every call, customer calls. Just create a log. They call in. They place an order. Create your own PO numbers. Start with 0001. Get an Excel spreadsheet. Start with your first column. You know, you call the PO number. You know, who's it to, blah, blah. You know, your necessary information, the date that it was generated and the date paid and any associated customer invoice numbers in a comment box. That's all you need. But your first column, you start with your, say, 0001. Then underneath that, you put in there, you put a formula and you put equal whatever the, then you click onto the 001 box. So say if that's A4. So equals A4, then you put plus 1. So now you have A4 plus 1. So if A4 is 001, then A5, which is right underneath it, where you have your formula, would be 0002. And then what you do when you go to the next box, you go to the A5 one, and then you fill it down. You block down the column for however long you want. Then you click on your edit and fill down. It will fill that formula down and just automatically populate and number your PO number. So these are your own inside purchase order numbers, so that when you have to, it provides you a tracking form. So even if you're like taking in sales and, okay, I got this customer order, I wrote it up, and I'll assign it my own PO number, and you call in your order, whatever, but this way you get to track that item number. So that's this PO, and you can put your own PO on the form, but you can see where it is. Did, you know, the order was, I placed it on this day. When did it get shipped out? When did the customer receive it? And when did I do my follow-up? Okay, and then these are systems that you can implement so that if you, in the, you know, you got so much going on and you need one place to look to see where an order is, if an order went out or something, you can look in that one place. And that, you know, so just don't make sure that you have your organization and your systems and all of those things together and in place. And so what you want to do next is after your business structure, you're working in that end, then you just want to go to your next week. We're going to talk about target audience and patterns and research. And we'll start talking about promotion planning. So that is where we're going to start with here for Christmas in July. So I'm pretty sure at this time you've taken notes. Between this week and next week, you're going to go online and research about different ways. You're going to look at the blogs that I have. And we are going to start actually doing your plan for the holiday season. If you have any questions, please email news, N-E-W, at mastergriot.net. That's news at mastergriot.net or call 888-846-9811. I thank you so much for joining us here on the Media Mix Live PLT Marketing Madness for our Christmas in July series. Always, we speak for you. Peace and love.